Bruchim Aboim, as we embark on the last leg of our journey towards the finish line, towards the end of Shas, Shas Bavli, the last Masechta is Masechas Nido. We don't have Mesudar in front of us in Shas Bavli, a Gemara on Seder Tyrus, as well as in the Yerushalmi where there's no Seder Tyrus. And if we take a better look at the Masechta Befrat, Masechas Nido Befrat, and at the whole concept of Nido being the Masechta, where we have a Gemara and say the Taris, a Hagdama, comprehensive Hagdama is in order. We have Mesudar from Chazal Hagdoshim, from Nami Roim, as their Pirush and their Shach Vataya on the Divrei Atanoim. Mesudar in the Gemara, we only have a Gemara on four storm. We have Moed Noshim Rezikin and Kochim. Moed Noshim Rezikin on Agei Bezman Hazeh. Bavayneseinu Arabim, we don't have Karbonis, but Kochim, presumably Chazal Hagdoshim and Mesadar, the Gemara Kisidron, because the world has need of Karbonis, and Limudon Hain Kehakravosam Shteit in the Gemara. So we have the Gemara Mesudah and Seder Kochim. Zroim and Tyrus, we don't have Mesudah the Gemara. It's not the Pshat that the Gemara was lost, as others would want to believe that there was a Gemara, but it wasn't distributed, because it's not Negeh. But the Pshat is that Chazal, being that these two storm are not Negeh in Golus, Chazal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesadar all the, whatever is pertinent, whatever is necessary as a Pirush on Seder Zroim and Seder Tyrus, they were Mesadar in the, in Likutim and all the other Mesechtas, one can find whatever one needs, which is why information B'yachas to Seder Kochim is almost non-existent in other Storm. Noshim and Ezekin, whatever Sugis there are in Noshim and Ezekin are in Noshim and Ezekin. Moed as well. Masha'enkin, the Mishnayis of Zroim and Tyrus, find their Pirush scattered through the length and breadth of Shas. So we have a Seder Tyrus. It's true that the Yerushalmi hasn't Seder Zroim, because the Yerushalmi was in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, even after Churban Abayis, Mitzvah Satluis La Ba'oretz, according to most Paiskim, is Negea, Bizman Hazeh Derabonon. But in the Shas Bavli, which is Mesudar and Bovel, over there was no Mitzvah Tluis Ba'oretz, there was Mesadar the Gemara, whatever was Negea Bizman Hazeh, as well as, like we said, Seder Kochim. So we have Seder Tyrus, the only Gemara that we have, which is the only Masechta, which is L'chor Negeh HaLoch L'maisa, is Maseches Nida. Maseches Nida, L'chorah has two faces, one as part of the comprehensive Seder Tyrus, all the different Tumas V'Tyrus, ranging from Tumas Mes with Paraduma, Zovim, Kelim, Oilas, all the different parts of Seder Tyrus, none of which is Negeh Bizman Hazeh. There's only one part of Seder Tyrus, which is Negeh, not only Negeh, but vitally, crucially Negeh. Almost the area of Halacha L'maaseh most important to know is Hilchos Nida. So Maseches Nida is Mesudar as a complete Masechta, but it's part of Seder Tyrus. Most of the Masechta in front of us in the next 70-something daf deal with Inyonim of Seder Tyrus. And it would almost seem at times in the Masechta that the Chelek of Nida, Maseches Nida, that more concerns us, the Arayis Shaboy, the Isser Isha Labailo, which L'chor is like any other Erva. The same way Isha Elachoyso or another Eishes Ish, there's an Isser of Kravel Arayis, there's an Isser of Bias Arayis, Nida is one of the Arayis, it's mentioned in the Torah, Pashachim Vais Kadeshim. That Chelik of the Masechta would seem to be an afterthought. The Dinim are discussed in the Masechta of an Isha Shiro, Dam Nida Zam Ziva, Biyachas to Dine Tahara, if she touches Kochim, if she touches Tahiris, what are her Dinim Legabe Tvila, what are her Dinim Legabe, where the Chazoka, the first Chelik of the Masechta, how far retroactively do we say the Tumas here, not Tumas, and the Gemara consistently goes back and forth, dealing mostly with Dine Tahara in the context of any other Maga or Masa or whatever of Dine Tahara, Tumah V'Tahara, and the Chelik of the Issa L'Bayl, the Chelik Arayis, is not even so much at the forefront of the Masechta. And it really sharpens the point. Is the Nidah L'Bayla, a woman that's Ros or Dam Nidah, is the Issa L'Bayla that's Chal on her Hashem Erva? The Gemara even has to learn out that Kedushin is Teufis. It's one of the Arayis, Chavi Krisus. Why should Kedushin be Teufis? The Gemara says, no, Elisha B'Nidah is Tumaso. Teufis in Yevomis, Daf Beis Amud Aleph discusses that a isha which is asura to a yovam, the din is that thereafter when she becomes muteres, there's a din of nesra that she, the shame erva, that's there when she becomes, when her husband dies and she becomes, the din of yibam becomes applicable. If b'shas misa, b'shas nefila, she's not royally yibam, thereafter she doesn't have a din of yibam. Why is that not true by Nida? Taisa has to discuss it back and forth. There's a shame erva in Nida. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, there's a din of tumma v'tara, the same way if a person touches a sheretz, he becomes tummy. There's dinim legabi going into the base of Migdash, dinim legabi touching kachim, tyrus, so on and so forth. All those dinim are definitely neged by Nida and Zova. Are we dealing with two different sugyas or is it one sugya? Let's try to get a little bit more into the oimik of this definition. There's a Tshuvas Rivash in Simen Tov Chof Hey. The Tshuvas Rivash happens to be brought even lahalacha in Kuf Pei Gimel in Yeridei, the Dinim of Nida, in the beginning of Hilchas Nida. And the Rivash seems to have to go on an Arichus to explain that there's no difference in the Dinim of Nida between a Pnuya and a Nesuya. A Nesua. We have in front of us Mesuda and Shulchan Aruch. We have the dinim that Aisha becomes Pearson Idosa, she's Rasa Damnida with all the dinim of Tumadaraisa, Tumadarabona, she becomes Asura Labailo. The Rivash has to explain and bring Raya's Hibbings Raya from Mishnah Ksuvah's Koftes, where the Isser of somebody who's born Aisha and she's a Nida, so it's Chavi Krisus, Lachavi Kamlev Diramine, over there she's a Pnuya, he has to bring a Raya from a Mishnah Ksuvah's Daf Koftes, he has to bring a Raya from a Mishnah in Krisus Daf Yudalit also, that there's a Chiv Chatos by Rabo Al Pnuya, and she's a Nida, and it's not postured by him that Nida is the same thing Aisha Pnuya, Yishin Nesua, which is strange. Because l'chor, the tumma is the same tumma. There's no difference between a woman who's married and a woman who's not married. Tumas nida l'chor, the mitzias is the same mitzias. Same way, if a man is a roya zivo, a roya keri, a woman is rosa tumma yoytze megufa, dam nida, or dam zivo, why should there be a difference between Pnuya and Nesua? Furthermore, the Rivash has to, like we said, bring his rayas mimer chakim. In the sugis by us itself is Mufurish, Ubchaim Shmulevitz, in the Shein Ksuvs Choftes, wonders about this. We have a Gemara by us in Davov that talks about a Shivcha that was Pearson Nidoso. Shivcha doesn't have a status of a Jewish married woman. There's no issues that's nitveses by a Shivcha. Gemara, the Mishnah later on, Daf Lamed Beis, Benois Kutois, means if in the Mishnah Daf Beis, it wouldn't be clear. Maybe we're only talking about married women. But the Sugya Davov, we're talking about a Shivcha. There's no marriage, there's no issues. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis, Benois Kutois as well, there's no issues. And over there also, it's clear that even though she doesn't have a status as a married woman, she has the dinim of Nida. So what's the Rivosh's need to prove Mimer Chakim that the Isser Nida, the Isser Chorus of a Baal Nida is true by Pnuya and by Nisua? And by the way, just a simple Aloch Lamaisa, what's the Isser Negiyah in every Pnuya? What's the Isser? The Isser Yichud could be by itself because somebody who lives with an unmarried woman is an Isser Zoyna, the Rambam says. Any marital relations which are not in the context of marriage carry with it an Isser Zoyna. But what's the Isser of Kreva? What's the Isser of Negiyah? The Isser of Negiyah by a Pnuya is because of Nida. And Achanami. If a young girl is below the age where there's a Chshad, that she was already piercing Nida, so she already had a period. So then the halacha is that there is no Isser Negiyah. Unless, of course, that young girl happened to have been an Erva. If it's his niece, or niece is not one of the Arais, but if it's an aunt, if he has an aunt that's 8 years old, if somebody has an aunt 8 years old, there's an Isser Negiyah. If somebody has a sister, there's no Isser Negiyah because it's not maybe Lidehir, a mother, a daughter, a sister. But any of the Arais would have the dinim of Kreva L'Arais, but a Pnuya who's not one of the Arais, theoretically he can marry the young woman. So there's no Isser unless there's a Chashash Pearson Nidosa. That's the Isser Arais. So Chaim Shmulevitz wonders about this, and he says that it's Pashut, the Sugis by us, like we said, the Sugis Davov, the Sugis Dav Lamed Beis, the reason why that's not subject to the Rivosh's discussion is because by the Rivosh was Dav Pashut, that the Dam that's Metame, Ri'iyas dam nido, which is metame the woman, in the sense of tumah v'tayus, say the tayus, like we're saying, there's no difference between a pnu and a nesua. It's the same ri'iyas dam. It's the same tumah yoytzi migufe that's metame her. The question was only legabi the isa koris of the sure bio shaboy, of the erva shaboy. On that, Rivosh had a havamina, that there's a difference between pnu and nesua. Now, l'chayre, if that's true, that would tell us that we're dealing with Lekorov Zelzeh Kolalayla, we're dealing with two worlds. We're dealing with A, there's a mitzius of Tuma Yoytze Migufa. Dam is mitame a woman, the same way if a person touches a chariot, or if he's in the same oil as a mess, or if he's a Zov. Whatever it is, the Dam Yoytze Migufa is mitame, and that is no difference between a Dam that's Yotzo from the Gufa of a Nesua or a Pnuya, a married woman or a non-married woman. Masha'enkin Legabe Arayis is a different thing. A married woman who becomes a nida becomes an erva lebailo. And that's difficult. Are we dealing mamish with two different things? Is there mamish two different things? More so. The we never find that an erva becomes muteres, ayde tvila. The whole construct of that a nida becomes muteres lebailo ayde tvila. Tvila is a vehicle that exists to get rid of tumah. It doesn't get rid of shame erva. So l'chor, that would tell us that we're dealing with tumah. The din of a nida being asura labailo is tumas nida asuring her labailo. And it's clear. One opens up a Taisus in Yuma, Dafayin Chesem and Aleph, Taisus in Yuvam, Staf, and Zayin, Ovid, Beis. It's fascinating that there's no clear makor in the Torah that a woman becomes muteris labailo. The Pasuk in Achim Vais Kedosh will only tell us, Vel isha bin betumas nidosa loy sikrav. There's an isra arayis, the same way there's an isra arayis on a married woman, there's Issa Arayis on one's own wife, in the state of Nidoso. It doesn't say in the Torah that she goes to a mikveh and she becomes Torah. The Aleph Beis of Dine Nida, that she has to be Mekayim, Shivinikim, it says, Lagai Shivinikim is only Din Vesofilo, Lagabi Tumah. Like a Mitzorah has Shivinikim. Does it say anything about to be Mater her Labaila? Who says that she becomes Mutez Labaila? Ade Tvila Satoisis, in the two places that we just said, in Yuma and Yevomis, brings different Makaris, but the bottom line is it's all either Kavachayim, Zeyashov, whatever it is, to learn out from the fact that she becomes Tahoira, in the sense of, say, the Tyrus, is that she also becomes Ois Erva, she becomes Mutez Labaila. So L'chayra, the din of the Erva of Nida being Asura Labaila, is a Dovah Noisav on the din of Tumah. On the din of Tumah V'Tayra. So how could we say that it's two different things, that there would be a discussion in the Rivosh, like we're saying, about the difference between Pnuya and Nesua, Lagabi Isa Isha Lebailo, whereas Lagabi the Tumah Yoytze Migufo, there's obviously no difference, Kimavu in the Sugis, in our Sugis, in the Masechet in front of us. So this is a problem. How do we define that the Erva on the one hand is somewhat different than the Tumah, but it's still Shaykh, clearly shaykh to the din of Tumah, and that's why it has the dinim of Arayis. By the way, we mentioned before Taisus in Yevamos Daf Beis that talks about why an Isha, that's Nefelas Liyibum, and she's a Nida, and she's not Roy Lovei Olah, she has a Shem Erva. The Taisus answers over there, because the Issa Nida becomes Muteres L'Arazman, Taisus Shonim adds over there, the Pshat is because you see that a woman becomes Muteres L'Bayla Yidei Tvila. So it's not a regular Erva. So is it an Erva, is it not an Erva? Of course it's an Erva, otherwise Tais wouldn't have asked the question. It's one of the Arayis, otherwise you wouldn't need a Pasuk that that Kedushin is Taifis in a Nida. It's not just Tumah, on the other hand. It's part of the parish of Arayis. On the other hand, clearly a spin-off, a Toitzor, of the Tumah. So how do we define, how do we cut down to size the two parts of Nida? Let's add another piece to the equation. There's a din of Poilete Shichva Zera. There's a din, we'll learn him Yis Hashem, the third parak and the fourth parak and the Masechet in front of us. Nida is, there's 11 days when the Isha is Ros or Dam, she becomes a Nida. Then there are days when she's not supposed to see Dam. 11 days of Big Machlaikis, between the Rambam and all the other Rishonim. How to understand, how to cheshman out, you made Nida, you made Ziva. There's a din of the Ziva, our Nida is really patterned on Ziva, and that's why it needs Shivanakim. Nida would just need 7 days, that she's Asura Labaila, she's Tmeya, she's Toivol, goes to the Mikvah, and she's Tohoiro. A Ziva, a Zova, Gedoyla needs 7 days of Nikim, that's why she has to count, she has to make a Hefsik and Bedikis, the way we're knowing with, Nashi Didan. Is the halacha is that a poilet shichva zera, that a woman who wasn't Ros Adam, but she was poilet, she had an emission of the Shikhva Zera that was inside her body, even after, after she was Nivelas, Labal, she lived with her husband, she was Mishameshes with her husband, and she was Peleta Shikhva Zera, even though that's not a new Re'io, but it's Soyser the Yemei Svira. Which is why, we'll see later on the Masechta, which is why when we Cheshbon the 5 days in our calendar, a woman is Rosa Dam Nida. Anyways, usually she can't make Hafsik Tari right away because the period continues. But let's say if it's a Kesem, she theoretically she could have made Bedika right away if she's not having an active period. She just saw Spati. She could have made the Hafsik Tari right away. The din is if she's she has to wait 5 days. The 5 days are based on 3 days of where her seeing Pailata Shikh Vazero would be Soyser, the minion of Sheva Nikiyim. And thereafter, the reason why it's not three, it's five, will be discussed later on in the Masechta, but it's based on that. Peleta Shikhva Zera, the halacha is, she cannot make a hefsek tari because she cannot, it's soyser shiva nikim. The shita of the Ravid, the Rosh, the Ravid has his classic sefer on Hilchas Nida. And the Rosh, in the beginning of the fourth parak, quotes the Ravid, that a peleta shikhva zera, that it's soysu, the minyan hasviris, is only legabi tairis, not legabi bailo. A zova gedoyla as well as asura lebailo for 7 days, she has to count shiva nikim. The aloch is over there that if she was peleta shikhva zera, beemtze shivas yomim, she would be muteris lebailo, even though she would still be tmei. And over here we see a clear divide, the Rosh has. But in the Ravid state, that there's a clear divide between the status of a woman lebailo, that in order for her to be Asura Labaila, in order for her to become Ois Nikiyim, she has to have a Re'iyah of Dam. Mashayin Legabe Taira, a Re'iyah of Pleita Shikhva Zera, would be Metam her as well. As I state, in Ravitz, on the one hand, we have a clear divide between the Dinah of Tumat Taira and the Shem Erva, the Issa Labaila. On the other hand, we have Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says that this that we learn out in Parshas Arayis, that not only a bio, let's say any erva, any one of the Arayis that's mentioned in Parshas Nachum and Mos Kedoshim, as well as Eish Zish, the halacha is Tchilas bio kigmar bio haro, where the bio was not consummated, but there was only a there was only a miktsas bias hoever legufo yisho. So over there, the halacha is that haro is it has din of bias yisurim of arayis, the same way a gemar bia has a din of arayis. The gemara says that's true by all arayis. The Yerushalmi says that it wouldn't necessarily be true by nido. It wouldn't necessarily be true by nido. Why? The Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi needs a pasuk to say that by Nida it's true. Why? The Yerushalmi says, because Nida is not one of the arayis, it's Altstuma. So it's Altstuma. But Peleta Shikhva Zera, there could be a difference between, the same question that we asked, just with more Maram Akoimis. There would be a difference between the din of Tuma from the din of arayis, the Yerushalmi is saying. The Ravid is dividing the two. The Yerushalmi is saying that Bilas Nida, the din of Issa Labailo, the Arayis of the Chavikrisus, of the Baal Nida, has nothing to do with Arayis. It wouldn't be part of Pashar Arayis. It's only part of Tumah. And that Tumah, you need another Pasuk, Tchilas Bia, Kigmar Bia. So again, how do we put together the two? It seems clear that the Issa Labailo, on the one hand, is a Dovah Noisev beyond the Tumah. On the other hand, it's still rooted in the Tumah of Anida. The definition of this dichotomy l'cho'oira is as follows. The bio of Arayis that exists in Nida is not that she's an isha asura. A woman is not an isha asura to her husband when she's in Nida. She doesn't become a woman who's asura labayla, which is the pshat, like we said in Yevam, is why she's not an isser erva to be called, that she's not royally evil. Mitzad, the woman herself, a relationship with this man is permitted. A relationship with any man is permitted. The relationship is not forbidden, but the tumma that's al gufa creates a reality that the bio, the actual tashmish with her, is a bias arayis. It's not the pshat that the woman is an erva, but the pshat is that the bio of the woman is a bias arayis. let's, it sounds like semantics. Let's illustrate with a straightforward dogma. There's a raven in Teres Koinim. Teres Koinim is the medrash on Sefer Vayikra. And over there, in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, the raven has a pirush on Teres Koinim. And the raven says an interesting thing. When the Torah says that there's an Isser Kreva Larayas, like we said, there's an Isser Yichud and Negius Tani Erva. The raven has a whole discussion. Maybe Nida's not Bechlal, she's not Erva. And the raven brings a fact to illustrate that Nida doesn't have an Isser Yichud. Nida doesn't have an Issa Yichud. Now the Gemara Gerada says the reason why Nida doesn't have an Issa Yichud is because there's no Yitzhar Tokvay because he has a Pas Vesale, she'll be Muteres Lakazman. Memel the Halach is that a Nida where the husband was never Bola, it was a Chupas Nida, the Halach is that they are Halach Lamaisa. They're also to be Mesiachid Zemze. Yeah, there's a whole Mahalach how we get around it. Once in a while there is a chuppas nida, we try to avoid it. But if there is, how exactly get around? There's a whole subject that one needs a competent rov to flesh out the details. But in any case, the raivid works out in the din der raisa, if there's no yichud, so then there's no kreva. And the hangdor of what the raivid saying l'chor is as follows. The woman herself is not an erva. There's no shame erva that's chal on her. A nida does not become a woman that's asura labaila. She herself is muteris davila. She has a yachas. The Gemara even in Yevamos Daf Mem Tes has a whole discussion. If somebody become a woman becomes an erva, so maybe a marriage that existed, if theoretically she could become an erva, would it be poka from the woman after she's married already? By nida, there's certainly no discussion. Because there's nothing wrong with the woman being married to her husband. The nekuda is only, there's tumah on her, and that tumah renders, defines as a din noisef, that the tumah of the nida, which is a tumah legabi touching, the same way a tumah of somebody touched a sheretz, or somebody who was in the same, under the same oil as a maize. But that din tumah by nida as a dover noisef, that it renders the bia, the maise tashmish with her, a bias erva, a bias arayas. But the woman herself is mutter. So you can be misyachet with her. If you can be misyachet with her, the rabbi has a hamminis, so then there's no issa kirva. The issa kirva is only because the woman, it's not bia. The rabbi has to be matir. If you look at the rabbi there, it's klor mitoch dvorim, that the rabbi has to be machadish, that the issa kreva, isha nida, is not because the woman is asura. The reason why there's an issa kreva is because kreva is a prelude, is a hagdama to bia. It brings to bia, brings to kirvas tashmish. And as a prelude to kirvas tashmish, it's also the same way the tashmish is a bia asura. That's all. But not that the woman herself is asura. We'll bring a more lumdish example of the same idea, the Michas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Reish. There's a famous sugya in Sanhedrin where the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that the same way if Reuven is chasing after Shimon with a gun ready to shoot him, the halach is one is permitted to kill Reuven because he has din of a roidiv. If somebody, Rachman's son, is chasing after a woman to be bo'aleo, he has a din of a roidiv. He has a din of a roidiv and yematzilo binafshoy of the roidiv. L'chari is not planning on taking the woman's life. He wants to be bo'aleo, Rachman's son, be a sister. The halach is a din of a roidiv, the Gemara learns out of a pasuk in Pashas Ki Seitze. The din is only true legabi bias arayis of chavi krisus. Says the Minchas Chinuch that it's only true legabi all chavi krisus. It's not true legabi bias arayis of nida. If there's somebody who's a roidiv to be bought on an isha who's a nida, then the halach is it does not have a din of a roidiv. And the Minchas Chinuch wonders about that. He brings rayis, but the Minchas Chinuch wonders about that because the halacha is over there, Rashi and Sanhedrin, Dafayin Gimel explains this halacha, that the definition of erva is by Vlad Mamsus, Chavi Krisus. So what about by Nida? So L'chor, the Hezbeh has to be as follows. And by the way, Nida is a regular erva in terms of the Bia, because the Moshul is a din of Yaharag Vayava. The same way Gili Arayis, any Bias Isser, any Bia on Chavi Krisus, has the halacha of Yaharag Vayava. Nida is Bechlal, Mufush, and the Beis Yosef. In Yodeh, Kuf Tzadikei, brings from Ritvom, Sochem, Dav Kofei. That's the halacha. So why Legabe Shem Erva? Legabe Yaharag Vayava, does she have a Shem Erva? And Legabe Roidiv, she doesn't. And the answer is as follows. The Shem Erva that creates the Yaharag Vayava is the Maisa Bia. The Maisa Avera is a Maisa of Boal Arayis. Nida is a Bias Erva. Masha'enkin, when we're talking about Rodaf Achreo, we're talking about his Rodaf Achreo, a woman who's an Erva. She's not an Erva. She's not a woman who's an Erva. The Bia of, the Maisa Bia of Bo'alea, by the way, we can illustrate this, because the Torah is Mechadish in Parshas Mitzayir, in the Dinim of Tumas Nido, that a Bo'al Nido is, a Bo'alo is Tomei Shivas Yomim like the Nido. What type of aloha is that? That the one who's Nitma becomes Nitma like the tumor of the thing itself. We don't find that anyplace else. So again, not to be derish time in the Krah, it's exes akosum. But l'choyre, the Hagdori is, that the tumor is a tumor on her, but that tumor creates step two beyond the regular world of tumas v'tayris, which is not negated to us b'sman hazeh. It creates also the tumor, a shame erva on the bia. He's part of her tumor. Her tumor creates a reality of tumor l'boyalo. And that Tumah Leboyel is a Bias Arayis. And really, he'd be Tomei Shivas Yamoso. He's part of her Tumah because the whole Tumah has expression Legabe, the Bias Arayis. Getting back to the Rivosh, that's the Pshat of the Rivosh. The Rivosh has a Hava Mina that this Dinois of Anida is Tomei, like we said, there's no difference between a married woman and a not married woman. But when we're talking about defining, when we're talking about creating a din noisiv that her bio relation with her is considered a bias erva, that's only if she's married. Rivosh had a legitimate havamino that when she's married, then that tumah in her, that tumah saguf and her can create a definition of bias arayis because she is oimedes, she's living in a relationship with a man, a relationship, she's married, she's living in a relationship of issues. So Memela, her state of guf of tumor can define her tashmish with a man as bias arayis. But a woman who's pnuya is not a medes to that type of relationship. Memela, the tumor that's chalon her, it's a regular tumor as far as touching kochim, as far as being metame, something else, bedin toldo, bedin av, sheni, letum, and so on. But as far as defining her tashmish as tashmish alarai, she's not a medes letashmish. Maybe it doesn't have that din. On that, Rivosh has to bring rayas from different places in Shas, that you see that the dinim of Isur leboyalo is true even though she is not married. So in summary, what we've done in this share is we've defined the parameters of Tumas Nida as far as being part of the regular holochelech of different tumas that are chal on a person. It's chal on her, tumah yoytze migufa, the same way Mitzuri becomes tummy, Azov and Abalkari become tummy, Isho, Benidoso, Bezivoso, becomes Tmeo. Tmeo for all the dinim of Tumah V'Tayish is an Av Tumah. That's one Metzius of Tumah. There's another Metzius that is a din of Arayis that's Chal Nanida. Legabe Bailish is an Ervo with all the dinim of Kreva and Yichud and so on and so forth. All those dinim are Shaykh to the Chalois that's Chal Nanida based Tumasa. The divide between the two and understanding that the din of erva is not an erva, a definition of her, but it's a definition of her relations with her husband. That's a toitzo of the tumah. That's what we were mechadish in this shir. That the tumah on her creates the reality that her, bio, her relations with her husband is bias arayis, but not that she herself has the status of an erva. Well, we show different places where that would illustrate itself in the din of bias arayis, that this bias arayis would be different than any other bias arayis because she's not an isha, she's not an erva, but she's a woman who's tmeo, which creates a mitzius of a bia, of a bia asura.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.